Cam, we've got a trade.
We do.
What on earth is Steve Yzerman doing?
Well, I don't think that he could trade Marte St. Louis for much else. So,
I think he really should have just logged off after
after
that success in Sochi.
For those of you who have, well, you've of course read the little blurb.
what are we talking about?
Renaud Lavoie nous confirme que Martin Saint-Louis s'est échangé aux Rangers contre Ryan Callahan. Bob McKenzie tweeted earlier that some picks were involved in that deal. Of course, for those of you that can't speak French, that's Ryan Callahan and some picks for Martin Saint-Louis. Probably very, very good deal for the Rangers. That makes them, I thought that they were one of the contenders in the East going into the season. Start off very slow, couldn't shoot. This really ups their offense. I think that Martin Saint-Louis is a better play driver than Ryan Callahan. And a pretty blockbuster deal, considering Saint-Louis was an Art Ross Trophy winner a year ago. And I believe he's towards the top of the points race.
Yeah, he is. I would... Oh, my puppy is barking. Yeah, he should be. I mean, he's nearly a point a game. Mm-hmm. I'll pull it up right now. Probably should have had this before, but...
Yeah, well, I have Ryan Callahan here.
Yeah, so Marty St. Louis has 61 points in 62 games, which is good for eighth in the league.
Yeah.
Which is pretty remarkable. He also
And the details are leaking here on TSN. That's a 2015 first-round pick and a 2014 second-round pick.
Right.
I'm trying to think of... The Rangers will probably be a good team next year, especially with St. Louis, who has some term left on his deal, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. He has one more year after this one with a 5.625 cap hit, which is very reasonable.
So that's excellent. So that's a very good deal for the Rangers, since they're not going to be giving up a really high pick in that trade.
No.
We're looking at something at around 20 to 25. And this instantly makes New York, I think, I think that they're right up there with Tampa Bay and Boston and Pittsburgh now.
I think they leapfrog Tampa Bay. I mean,
yeah.
I think going from Marty St. Louis to Ryan Callahan is pretty massive drop-off, I gotta say.
Well, yeah, Ryan Callahan, of course, your gritty guy.
I like Callahan, but he's been on a decline for a while now, and I wouldn't be surprised if he got injured within, the next 24 hours.
Anyway, New York Rangers are fifth in the NHL in Fenwick Close. Their big problem is their 6.1% shooting rate. I think that regresses a little bit going forward. If you look at the conference standings for the Eastern Conference, Rangers are right up there in that little murky middle, competing for the wild card or second or third spot in the Metropolitan Division. Right. They're 1 point behind Philadelphia right now, although they do have the +5 goal differential, even with the lousy shooting.
Right.
They're not going to jump up, to be able to catch the Penguins, obviously, but this probably gives them a home ice advantage for at least one, maybe two playoff rounds.
Right. And I mean, you were saying about what their problems are. I mean, I'm just looking at Henrik Lundqvist's numbers right now. He's been playing better since the start of the year, but I mean, he still has a 9.14 on the year, which isn't terrible, but I mean, here's past four seasons: 9.21, 9.23, 9.30, 9.26.
Yeah.
So I mean, that is a pretty substantial drop off for him.
Yeah.
He showed in the Olympics. He's still very, very good.
So yeah, the Rangers are still obviously a good team. Maybe a lot of people in Vancouver wouldn't want to hear that because the theory of Alain Vigneault having some success when the Canucks aren't is a little difficult. And Artem makes a good point in our chat box. We're working on getting the chat box available for everybody. Two suicidal moves for Yzerman one season. First is buying out Vinny LeCavalier, now trading Martin Saint-Louis. Obviously, his hands are tied here. If he wanted out and he only wanted to go to the Rangers, this was probably the best he could have done. Maybe he didn't want Callahan, but it's not a long-term mistake. For Tampa Bay, they're at least getting Steven Stamkos back. Still, I don't see them as a better team at all from this deal.
No, I don't either.
They're going to have to make good on those picks because St. Louis was a core part of that team since the Stanley Cup era.
Right, and it'll be interesting to see. We've talked about on this podcast, Ryan Callahan is, I don't want to say overvaluing himself because I think someone will wind up giving it to him, but he's looking for somewhere between 5 to 7 years and like $6 to $7 million a year, which is seems ludicrous, but someone's gonna give it to him, which is the wild thing, right?
All it takes is one. More news on the day. There's stuff taking around Marion Gaborik to the Kings. We can talk about that later. Yeah, none of that's official.
Corey Conacher.
Corey Conacher picked up on waivers by the Buffalo Sabres, something that I think is a bit of a nothing move. Considering last year was a big deal, everyone thought that that Tampa Bay was really, you know, out of their minds trading trading Conacher for Ben Bishop.
Right.
Bishop, of course, Vezina Trophy candidate, and now Conacher is on waivers, picked up by the Sabres.
Yeah.
I think Tampa Bay won that trade in the end. So we're going to log off for now. We're going to try and get the chat going.
Right, and we'll be back. I mean, you know, if we get confirmation on that Gaborik move or whatever, whatever the next thing is that breaks, we'll be back.
Yep.